Hi, Katie. Thanks very much for taking the time to chat to me.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Now, you're a Canberra girl.
Uh-huh.
24 years old.
Yep.
And at an age when most people are just starting their careers, you've already written your second major fantasy novel about griffins. What exactly are griffins, Katie?
Basically, they're like the classic heraldic animal because they're a combination of the lion, which is the king of the beasts, and the eagle, who is the king of the air. So they're like the ultimate regal creature, and they appear on an awful lot of coats of arms and so on and so forth.
But Katie, as a Canberra girl, what made you think of griffins particularly?
Because everyone's sick of dragons, and I thought I can't do dragons. And in fact, if I had used dragons instead of griffins, I probably wouldn't even have gotten published.
Katie, without spoiling the book too much, can you give us a bit of an outline of what the story's about?
Basically, the human protagonist, his name is Aaron, is an inferior human, you know, not quite as human as everybody else. And the wild griffin is looked upon as a beast who's unintelligent and untrustworthy, but the two of them will meet and, well, it changes everything.
You've poured such an enormous amount of imagination into that book, Katie. How do you do it? What are the challenges of writing a book like that?
The real challenge basically is just keeping myself motivated because I'm prone to laziness and telling myself that I'm not in the mood and that sort of thing. It's been happening to me just recently, as a matter of fact. I kept on lazing around and playing a role-playing game on my computer.
How long did it take you to write The Griffin's Flight?
Oh, it would have been a few months. I know the first one took me about 2 months. Mind you, I don't usually take as little time as that. Usually it's a bit longer than that. It's more like 6 months or so.
And it's also achieving success outside Australia, I understand.
Well, yeah, I mean, we haven't got the UK yet, but I have got a contract in America. The first three books are going to be coming out there next year, within 1 month of each other. So that's pretty exciting.
And I hear that in Hollywood they're talking about maybe at some stage doing a film version.
Well, we do have someone over there, it's true, because it's an interesting thing that happens in publishing, actually, is that if one person, you know, like one publisher or someone, takes an interest, then automatically, you know, your agent will sort of get on board, so to speak. So what happened was, out of the blue, I got an email from this guy saying, "Hi, I'm from Fox Animation, and I noticed that you're going to publish this this Griffin book over here in America, and I was wondering if the film rights had been sold yet." So it's on the radar, and all because it got some attention from some guy who would, in all probability, have never bought it. So the answer is yes.
Katie, what does the future hold for you?
Well, I'm going to keep on publishing as long as I can. I've got the first three under contract that are coming out. The third one, by the way, is coming out in September of this year. Basically, the way to build up a profile in this business is just keep on releasing books until they can't help but notice you because you've got a whole shelf with your stuff on it.
Well, best of luck in continuing to build up that shelf and with the launch of The Griffin's Flight. And thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, my pleasure.